بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. See, in this dunya, Allah Ta'ala has given man two roads. And this is the journey that every person has undertaken. So there are two roads that lead us towards the akhirat. There are two roads. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned these two roads very clearly. Allah has mentioned, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. That Allah has showed man, after Allah has taken an oath on various things like the sun, the moon, etc., the night, Allah has taken an oath on the soul. And Allah has said, Allah has inspired, Allah has shown the souls two parts. One is the part of fujur, that is vice and evil, and the other one is of taqwa, piety and righteousness. So Allah has shown two roads to man. And man now has the choice to take which path he chooses. So we are on this journey. Allah has shown us, this is the path of taqwa, this is the path of fujur, vice, evil, filth. Then Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Certainly, successful is that person who purifies his soul. So we understand from this that salvation in the akhirah lies in the purification of the soul. In other words, the soul must be pure. It must be free from any type of malady, spiritual malady, like anger, jealousy, pride, kibar, bughz, adawat, enmity, love of haram. So if a person purifies the soul, he has, of course, firstly, he has iman, tawheed. He obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He follows the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he is purifying his soul, and such a person will gain salvation. And the other person who lives an impure life, a life full of evil, filth, an impure life of haram pleasures. He cheats, he deceives, he lies. He does not bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He rejects the sharia. Or if he brings iman, but his iman is so weak that he becomes covered by evil. So all the time he's just committing sins. So وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. So Allah has shown us these two paths. Allah has showed us that this is the path of fujur, and this is the part of taqwa. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We have shown man the two parts. Again, there is the part of khair, the good part, and the part of shar, the evil part. So on this road, on this journey towards the akhirat, we have these two parts. We have two options. We have the choice now to take the right part, or the path of haram and filth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before this verse, Allah says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. In other words, Allah has given us the faculty of sight. Allah has given us lips, and Allah has given us a tongue. And in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. After Allah spoke about هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شِئٍ مَذْكُرًا. And Allah speaks about how Allah created man. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Allah says, we gave him the faculty of hearing and seeing. So Allah has given man intelligence. Allah has given us faculties to use to understand the right path, to gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in this verse, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ. We guided him to the path, And we want to see, imma shakirau wa imma kafura. Either this person will be a grateful person, or he'll be ungrateful. How will he be grateful? By obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By listening to what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded him to do. And he is a kafur, means he, despite being given such faculties and such ni'mat that he's enjoying this world, he still is ungrateful to Allah Rabbul Izzat that he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not tread the path which Allah has prescribed for him, and Allah has encouraged him in the verse, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. And Allah very emphatically and clearly states that this is my straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Follow this path. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. Do not follow the other paths, because it will take you away from the sirat al-mustaqim. This is the only road that will make you reach me with success. The other roads you will take, the offshoots, the off-ramps, it will take you away from this path, which is sirat al-mustaqim. Allah mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. That our efforts towards the akhirat, they differ. Ulama have mentioned, فَعَامِلٌ لِلْجَنَّةِ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. A person does good deeds, he obeys Allah, so he's working hard, he's striving hard towards Jannah. And وَعَامِلٌ لِلْنَّارِ بِمَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ. And one person is working hard by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's working hard towards the path of Jahannam. So clearly Allah has mentioned that this is a sirat al-mustaqim. There are two roads in this world that we are traveling on to reach our destination, the akhirah. And Allah sees that our efforts differ. There are those who Allah mentioned in the 15 juz, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ. Whosoever desires akhirat, his niyat, his irada, his intention is to gain akhirat, meaning Jannah, and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. He's a believer. And he makes the correct striving. وَسَعَى لَهَا. He strives for that akhirat. سَعْيَهَا. It's true endeavor. It's true striving. A genuine striving. Not just now and then. He does some ibadah. He does some good deeds. But on the other hand, he destroys all the good deeds by doing evil. Like somebody says, razi rahe rahman bhi, or razi rahe, or khush ho shaitan bhi. So you're making Allah happy sometimes, and other times you're making shaitan happy. Then Allah can never become happy with us. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. That person who makes the rightful striving towards Allah is a believer. That's the condition. Then such people, Allah appreciates their striving towards Him. One great mufassir, Ibn Ashur, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his tafsir, Al-Tahrir wa Tanwir, he mentions that person who intends the akhirah but makes no effort for it, فَهُوَ مَغْرُورٌ. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ خَيْرَ الْآخِرَةِ وَهُوَ لَا يَسْعَى إِلَيْهَا فَهُوَ مَغْرُورٌ. That person who just has a desire, I want to be successful in the hereafter, but he fails to make that effort towards, and the right effort towards akhirah, then he is in a delusion, he is deceived. In anything in this world, if you want to attain something, you have to use the means to attain that. You've got to make the right effort towards it. If I need to go to Johannesburg, and my whole route is somewhere else, I'm moving in another direction, I will never reach my destination. A poet says very nicely, تَرْجُ النَّجَاةَ وَلَمْ تَسْلُكْ مَسَادِكَهَا إِنَّ السَّفِينَةَ لَا تَجْرِي عَلَى الْيَبَسِ. You want salvation, you want to reach the shore. تَرْجُ النَّجَاةَ وَلَمْ تَسْلُكْ مَسَادِكَهَا. But you're not traveling on the ship, on the paths that will take you to your destination. So you're going by ship, or you need to sail by ship. But you're not moving on the sea. A ship can never move on dry land. You'll never be able to move one step forward. And unfortunately, many of us have this desire to gain Akhirah, to gain the Jannah, but the effort we are doing is not moving in that direction, or our effort is very, very weak. We need to make a much harder effort, a concerted effort, a genuine effort, an effort which is suitable, la'iq, munasib, to gain that Akhirah. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors us. Allah assists us on this way. Allah helps us. We fall, we stumble, we commit sin, we make tawbah, istighfar, and Allah picks us up again. And again we take those steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes there are potholes, there are different types of obstacles in the path, there's an oil patch. But Allah makes us go through all this and makes us reach Him if the intention is genuine, we have iman, we're moving in the right direction, following the sharia, not the whims and fancies, following the sunnah of Rasulullah s.a.w. with ikhlas and sincerity, and then thereafter we adopt the path of istiqamah. I mentioned quite a few things. Following the sharia, following the sunnah of Rasulullah s.a.w., we must be sincere, genuine in our effort. And we must have steadfast istiqamah. We must take stock of our lives. And we have to check our deeds every single day. How did I fare this morning? When I woke up in the morning, perhaps I made intention that today I'm only going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every moment of my life, I'm not going to disobey my Allah. But in the evening, take an account of our deeds that we did, our actions. Did I really please my Allah? Did I deceive the customers? Was I harsh and cruel at home with my workers, with my friends? Was I polite? Did I have a good akhlaq, a good character? My mu'amalat, my mu'ashara, how did I conduct myself in society? So all these things we have to check. If a person has all this, then he makes a mistake, he makes tawbah, istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will still draw him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our striving in this world will differ. That person who makes a correct endeavor and correct striving, moves in the straight path, and he tries his level best, he will eventually reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says it's so beautiful that وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. That person who follows my guidance, and this is the guidance Allah showed us. Two paths, there's a right path, and the other path will take you towards Jahannam. Such a person who follows hidayat of Allah Rabbul Izzah, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. He will never go astray in this world, and he will never be wretched and unlucky and unsuccessful in the hereafter. But the converse of that, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. That person who turns away from my sharia, from my remembrance, from my commands. فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. It's a very strong word in Arabic. For him is a miserable, tight, restricted, constricted, narrow life in this world, a life of misery. Outwardly, there may be some glamour in his life. He may be having some nice palatial home and nice cars, a flamboyant life. But inside, deep down, he is going through misery. He is not happy. He just projects and displays to the people that he seems to be very happy. And therefore we see so many people taking pills, sleeping pills. Yet they are celebrities and they are pop stars and musicians and actors. But their life, in the end we see, person committed suicide. Why he doesn't have Allah in his heart? وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. A very wretched life in this world. And on the day of Qiyamah, we will raise him blind. He will say, رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. In the world I could see, why have I been risen? And on the day of Qiyamah, I have woken up to be blind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that when my shariat was given to you, you turned away. So what we do, it's called cherry picking. We select few good deeds that we are comfortable with and we are fine with it, and we expect to very easily reach our destination. How often we'll leave out so many important fundamental aspects of deen. Our aqidah is not correct sometimes. So aqidah is the basis. We have to get our aqidah right. Our iman has to be solid. We have to check if my aqidah correct in Islam. Do I have the real tawheed? Am I believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how I ought to believe in Allah Rabbul Izzat and Rasulullah from the Risalat, the kitab, the books that Allah has sent down, the angels, my belief in taqdeer, akhirah, the day of qiyamah, etc. Is my ibadah correct? Is my salah the exact how I'm performing years now? 20, 30, 40 years of my life, there is no improvement in my salah. There is no khushu, no khudu in my salah. My ruku, my sajda is still the same. Am I improving my other good deeds or not? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Allah wants to see who does the best of actions. He is husan in his amal. He improves himself. And then oh, my mu'amalat, my dealings, how often we fail miserably in this area. My mu'ashara, my social conduct with people, my akhlaq, my character. So these are things a person has to be concerned about. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ Remember me, I will remember you. It's not just making dhikr on certain day and then it's over, no. Every moment of our life, a dhakir is one who is not negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment he errs, he goes off the path, Allah reminds him because Allah loves him. And Allah shows him his mistake so that he can immediately make sincere tawbah. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Those who do, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً They commit some immoral act. They commit sins. Then immediately they remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. And they repent over their sins. And it is only Allah who can forgive one's sins. Then Allah says, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّ عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا They are not persistent on that wrong that they have done and perpetrated. Now they change their lives. They are serious. They are genuine. They want to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ When they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, they become oblivious of sharia. They pick and choose those things when it comes to nikah, weddings and all functions. No. Yeah, we'll overlook it. At that time, the person does not care about what the commands of Allah is and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. So many things in our life. When it comes to doing some haram and we think that nobody is watching us, so let me just do it. Nobody is watching. We forget that Allah is watching us. So Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will put these people aside. Allah will not look at them with a merciful glance. And that is the time when we need the nazar rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even gunas, Sheikh Sadi Shirazi Ramadu says, we have become so-called selective sinners. We choose the sins that we want to stay away from and refrain from. And when others are committing sins, then we are able to criticize them because we're not comfortable with those sins. We don't do those sins. Other sins we will do it. So some things we do wrong, and others, when others are doing it, then we will make a noise. Of course we have to stop the person. They have to be amar bil maruf, nahi anil munkar. But what we do, we cherry pick the deeds we want to do. And those sins that we are committing, then we overlook those sins. We make no attempt to change our lives. Therefore, in the hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned, كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو That everyone, every person, he rises in the morning. And what does he do? كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو فَبَائِعُ نَفْسَهُ He is selling the soul of his. فَمُعْتِقُهَا أَوْ مُوبِقُهَا He either saves his And he frees his soul from the fire of Jahannam. How? He sells his soul to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ Allah purchases the soul from us. What does it mean? That the person is now pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As though he has sold his soul to Allah. And by doing so, Allah will free him from the fire of Jahannam. أَوْ مُوبِقُهَا He does not give his soul to Allah. In the obedience of Allah, he gives it into the obedience of shaitan, And in doing so, he will destroy himself in the akhirat, because Allah will throw him into Jahannam. Hence Rasulullah mentioned in another hadith, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. An intelligent person is that person who suppresses his desires. The nafs tells us to do some haram. Cast a lustful glance. Look at that pretty woman. Look at that beardless boy. Or steal. Or involve yourself in fraud. Or deceive the customers and cheat. So we get involved in all those things. So a person who is intelligent, he suppresses himself. As no matter how strong the desire to do haram is, but for the sake of Allah, he suppresses his desires. And his fikr is the akhirat. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. He does good actions. Why? For the hereafter, for the life after death. It is mentioned so beautifully, Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say, that why we don't have a change in our life? Why there's no change in our life? Why? Because maut is not in front of us. We forget that one day we have to leave this world. So when we forget that, then we will do as we please. But the moment we remember maut, it shakes us. How many are those people who went down into the qabr when they had to bury some close relative of theirs, either the parent or brother, whoever it was. And when they went down, that time the feeling a person gets, he realizes that this is dunya. You to dunya kis qadar khush rang thi. Qabr mein jaate huwe haqeeqat khul gayi. Hazari bil Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi say, you to dunya khush rang thi. Like that, the dunya looks so beautiful, the glitter and glamour of this world. Everything looks so beautiful, the embellishments of this world. But as the mayyit is being lowered, the haqeeqat opens. Now he realizes, this is the end. This is all dunya. I was deceived. The reality now strikes. Now I'm all alone in this qabr. And therefore we have to think of maut. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى لَهُ. A weak person, a person who's not intelligent, a foolish person, a dull person, a stupid person, is that person who makes himself follow his evil desires. And then he says, Allah will forgive me, Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Indeed, Allah is Ghafur Rahim. But Allah has set a standard, a system. As I said, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. Allah showed us this road that leads us to His love, to His pleasure and success in the hereafter. And Allah has shown us the road that will take us to perdition, to destruction. Hence, it is said very nicely in Arabic, Mutu qabla an tamutu. Die before you die. What does it mean? That this nafs of ours, that's the effort all the time. Annihilate our nafs, our egos, our passions. That nafs is putting us towards haram. No, my Allah, I cannot disobey you. Ya Allah, you have provided so much for me. So many ni'mat this morning I woke up, Ya Allah, with good health. Ya Allah, you provided food for me. Ya Allah, you gave me clothing. Ya Allah, it was cold, you gave me some warm clothing. Ya Allah, you gave me a comfortable home. And we can go on and on and on and on. Mutu qabla an tamutu, before maut strikes. That is why the person says that everybody goes to Allah after maut, after death. But a wise person goes to Allah before death. Because spiritually he cleanses himself. And remember, when maut comes, after that there's no question of doing, nobody is going to commit any sins, because you don't have the ability to commit sins. Then it's all over. So whilst you got life, refrain from sins. After maut, there's no question of refraining from sins. Refraining sins is when you are alive. When death comes, there's no question of refraining from gunas now. You see, when we make this effort towards Allah, in this dunya we're taking wasa'a laha sa'yaha, as I mentioned, there will be obstacles in our path. There'll be some difficulties. Allah has made it like that. Allah wants to see how genuine we are. It's not life is not a bed of roses, and we just carry on, everything just opens out, and so, yes, there are times in our life when everything becomes so easy for us. But on other times, there are these tests and trials and tribulations. Sometimes a pretty face. Sometimes a nice, good profit we can make, but it's backdoor goods. Or some investment which is haram. Or whatever it may be. So, if a person makes this effort, he goes through hardship, difficulty,
trials and tribulation, and he passes, when he reaches the other side, when he reaches his destination and he sees his rewards, then the Jannah he will appreciate. On the day of Qiyamah, the hadith is mentioned, when Allah will put the people in Jannah into Jannah, and Allah will put the people in Jahannam into Jahannam, then part of the hadith is that Jannah will still say, Ya Allah, you know, there is still so much of space in me. Then Allah will create a creation there on that day, and without putting them into this world, Allah will put them straight into Jannah. So even when I read this hadith first, I wish, hey, so nice if we just created them and they go direct into Jannah. The ulama explained, the enjoyment a person who after going through an examination, when he gets his prize, the other person who didn't go through the examination, he won't relish and appreciate and enjoy that prize like this person who went through great difficulties. Our mothers and sisters at home, you have a choice when you have a dawat. You either buy the biryani from some caterer. But when you make that effort yourself, and especially our old ladies, they are very particular. They'll do it themselves. And they'll make sure that everything they do properly. And then when the biryani is served, how happy they get. They know the effort they put behind it, and therefore they appreciate that sacrifice. So you and I also, Allah has brought us into this dunya, and Allah wants us to make the correct effort, and we have to endeavor, strive on this path which Allah says, the path of taqwa. Do not take the other road, because the other road will take us towards Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save all of us. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand, make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Isad Dhul Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك شكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين یا اللہ ہماری گناہ کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم خطا کار ہیں یا اللہ فگیو اس مائی اللہ یا اللہ فگیو اس فار ایوری سنگل سن وی کمیٹڈ مائی اللہ نوئنگلی ان نوئنگلی اللہ میجر سنز مائنر سنز عمدن خطاً یا اللہ یا اللہ یو آر سو ٹالرنٹ مائی اللہ یو آر موسٹ فگیونگ موسٹ مرسیفل یا غفار الذنوب یا ستار العیوب اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار Allah grant all of us عافيت سلامتي حفاظت عزت أمن چين سكون راحة protection يا معرفة يا قرب Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of begging from you, the sweetness of making sajda before you, the sweetness of making your zikr and your Quran, your tilawat of the Quran-e-Pak, my Allah. Allah, make us become good and pious, my Allah.
Ya Allah, make us choose the road of righteousness, the road of taqwa and piety, the road of iman and tawheed, my Allah. Ya Allah, that road, Ya Allah, that will make us reach you, Ya Allah, with ease and afia, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Help us in this journey towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. We are like little babies, Ya Allah, who need the help of their parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are giving our hand into your hand, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, especially in these times of darkness and zulumat, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us lose our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr, you bless us with iman, my Allah. Allahumma thabbitna ala iman, wa amitna ala iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulm of the zalimeen. Give us aman and aman, Ya Allah, especially in our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rosy. Give us plentiful, because use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, they are sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shifai, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Ya Allah, some have got such sicknesses and illnesses, my Allah. Only you know what they are going through, my Allah. They have undergone so many operations and tests, my Allah. Ya Allah, still, the doctors are not successful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are a Shafi. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make the impossible possible, my Allah. Ya Allah, we only turning to you and have hopes in you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, jo bhi bimar hon ko shifa ata farma. Grant them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawtul iman, mawtul madina sharif, baryul jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the intercession of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of qiyamah. The Hawdi Kothur water from his Mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarabin, maqbuleen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters have got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Allah, we have raised our hands only begging from you. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of ummati suffering, my Allah. Especially in Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the Muslims, the believers, Ya Allah, afiyat, salamati, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from the onslaughts of the kuffar and mushrikeen and the yahudit, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah. You protect them, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqin imama. Ya Allah, hazirin ghaibin sabki dua qabul farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.